Absolute Surrender by Andrew Murray. Chapter 1. Absolute Surrender. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses, and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria, and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab king of Israel into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also, and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine, and all that I have. 1 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1-4. What Ben-Hadad asked for was absolute surrender, and what Ahab gave was what was asked of him, absolute surrender. I want to use these words, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have, as the words of absolute surrender with which every child of God ought to yield himself to his Father. We have heard it before, but we need to hear it very definitely. The condition of God's blessing is absolute surrender of all into his hands. Praise God! If our hearts are willing for that, there is no end to what God will do for us, and to the blessing God will bestow. Absolute surrender. Let me tell you where I got those words. I use them myself often, and you have heard them numberless times. But in Scotland once I was in a company where we were talking about the condition of Christ's church, and what the great need of the church and of believers is, and there was in our company a godly worker who has much to do in training workers, and I asked him what he would say was the great need of the church, and the message that ought to be preached. He answered very quietly and simply and determinately, Absolute surrender to God is the one thing. The words struck me as never before. And that man began to tell how, in the workers with whom he had to deal, he finds that if they are sound on that point, even though they be backward, they are willing to be taught and helped, and they always improve, whereas others who are not sound there very often go back and leave the work. The condition of obtaining God's full blessing is absolute surrender to him. And now, I desire by God's grace to give to you this message, that your God in heaven answers the prayers which you have offered for blessing on yourselves and for blessing on those around you by this one demand. Are you willing to surrender yourselves absolutely into his hands? What is our answer to be? God knows there are hundreds of hearts who have said it, and there are hundreds more who long to say it but hardly dare to do so. And there are hearts who have said it, but who have yet miserably failed, and who feel themselves condemned, because they did not find the secret of the power to live that life. May God have a word for all. Let me say, first of all, that God claims it from us. God expects your surrender. Yes, it has its foundation in the very nature of God. God cannot do otherwise. Who is God? He is the fountain of life, the only source of existence and power and goodness. And throughout the universe there is nothing good but what God works. God has created the sun and the moon and the stars and the flowers and the trees and the grass. And are they not all absolutely surrendered to God? Do they not allow God to work in them just what he pleases? When God clothes the lily with its beauty, is it not yielded up, surrendered, given over to God as he works in it its beauty? And God's redeemed children, oh, can you think that God can work his work if there is only half or a part of them surrendered? God cannot do it. God is life and love and blessing and power and infinite beauty, and God delights to communicate himself to every child who is prepared to receive him. But, this one lack of absolute surrender is just the thing that hinders God. And now he comes, and as God he claims it.